Hello everyone, as Veronica mentioned, my name is Emily and I'm going to be going over another one of CS50's tools called Help50. And for those of you less familiar, what is Help50? Help50 is a command line tool that's part of CS50's tool set that translates arcane error messages into more easily understandable ones. So for some of you that may have already started on the problems in CS50, we use a compiler called Clang to compile a lot of the C files in the very beginning, and oftentimes it can output some kind of confusing messages that are particularly confusing for those less comfortable. And so we like to consider it as a virtual teaching assistant for students that are struggling to understand particular messages from external tools, such as Clang, again, and such as Valgrind, as we will see. So I thought the best way to illustrate what Help50 does is to just start with an example. Here we just have a really simple file called test.c. I've got the header and trying to print some variable x. But as soon as I try and make this file in my terminal, this is just what I would type, I get an error that looks something like this in my terminal window. So something about an uninitialized variable, not quite sure what that means. It's a little confusing to me. And so this is where Help50 comes into play. To use Help50, super simple, just prepend the word Help50 in your terminal window before any command that gives you the error. So make test was the command that was giving me an error initially, so it just put Help50 in front of it. And then it's gonna reprint out the same error message that I got, but this time with some additional tips. So I'm just gonna zoom in a little bit on that help message. Again, it's highlighting the particular part that Help50 is recognizing as an error, and it's reinterpreting it in a more kind of friendly and teacher assistant like way. So it's telling me an uninitialized means that my variable x doesn't quite have a value yet, and that I need to assign x to some variable before moving on. So again, it's not only reinterpreting the error message, but also giving me kind of a piece of advice on how to move forward and make sure that my file compiles. So after I did that, it would run. This is another example of something that Help50 can help with. Again, the previous example was using make. It was a compile error, so that means I was interpreting a message from Clang, which is just a C compiler tool. Valgrind, if you have not reached the right pset yet, at pset 4 is a problem called recover, and this is when we start talking about memory allocation and that nature. And Valgrind is just another tool to help identify memory leaks or buffer overflows, something of that nature. And it also is known to output some pretty long messages that, again, are meant to help but are sometimes confusing. So I had some problems in my program recover, and this is the output of something Valgrind would give me. A little overwhelming at first, but luckily we have Help50. So again, we would just run it by prepending Help50 in front of the command that gave us the error. And Help50 would give us something like this. Again, this is just the error again. And then it's highlighting specifically the part of that big error message that it's addressing, and it's telling me that I've leaked 8 bytes of memory and I probably forgot to free memory. So again, just these errors that we've identified as common issues with our students, being able to address them without an actual person there to help. All right, and Help50, again, is built into the IDE, so you would just run it using Help50 in the terminal. However, it is also available outside of the IDE if you have students for some reason not using the CS50 IDE. It's available at this URL. Again, the slides are available, so no need to memorize the URL. But very simple interface, you would just copy and paste the command that, or the error messages that you were getting, click the Help50 button, and then it'll kind of feed back on what it thinks that you're missing to not get your program to compile or whatever error you're getting. Alrighty, from there, I thought we would do a little live demo. So here I have a very simple program. Let me just make sure I'm in presentation mode. Yep. A very simple program. All I'm doing is prompting the user for some number, and then I'm just going to use a for loop to count up to that number. But I have a problem here. So let's try making this file and getting a couple errors. A little confusing, implicit declaration of function count. Not really sure what that means. And note here that I'm getting 2 errors. We usually recommend students to take the errors from top to bottom, because some of the earlier errors kind of trickle down all the way down. So it's not necessarily true that the student has maybe 7 errors at a time, but that one is affecting many others. So as you'll note, Help50 does the same. So I'm just going to run Help50. on that. So it's addressing my first error here, the one about the implicit declaration, and it's saying, you seem to have an error. Clang is saying that it doesn't recognize count. Okay, did you forget to include the header file in which count is declared atop your file? I'm thinking probably not, because count is a function here that I've declared instead of a function in a library, so it's probably not the case, but it's also saying, did you forget to declare a prototype for count atop count.c? Okay, I'm thinking that that's probably the thing I forgot to do, so I'm just gonna add that really quick. Save it again. Hopefully that'll fix my other errors, but we'll see. Still got another error. Control reaches end of non-void function. Just gonna try that again, see what Hell 50 has to say. All right, ensure that your function will always return a value. Oh, that's true. Okay, so here at my count function, I'm not returning something, even though I need to, but it's a print function, or I'm using a print function, so I don't really need to return something, so I'm just gonna go ahead and change my return type to void. Okay, let's see if it'll compile now. Still not compiling, it's saying something about conflicting types. I'm just gonna see what Help 50 has to say. Looks like I'm redeclaring the function count. Oh, okay, now that I see that they're returning different types from when I put the prototype in my new function, so I'm just gonna update that. And this should work. Looks like it compiled. I can go ahead and run my program. And let's say 8. Woo, my program works. Okay, so that's just an example. If a student is kind of going through working on problems, it's common to get a lot of these compile messages, especially the first time after running their program. So Help 50 is there instead of them having to immediately ask for help from somebody who's in the classroom at home. Yes? I'm pretty sure it should be. Yeah, it is. Okay, one last example. Any questions before we move on? Okay, moving on to the next example. Here I've just made a small sort file, and later in CS50's problems, you often get problems with multiple files instead of the early ones like Mario and Cache. And one of the problems that students run into is they'll try and make a file that doesn't actually include int main void, which is where the program would start. And so let's just run through what files I have here. My primary file is sort, and I have int main void here, and it looks like I'm calling secondary functions like print array and something called bubble over here, which are then declared in helpers.c. Here I have my bubble sort, and here I might have my print array function. And so in a scenario like this, something like sort.c with int main void, which is calling the functions, would likely be already done for the students as handed out as distribution code. And in helpers.c, we would ask students to maybe implement a bubble sort or something of that nature. However, if I tried making helpers, especially since, oh, I'm a student and I just finished coding this part, I would think, okay, make helpers. That's what I did in previous problems. And you get an error that looks something like this. Again, kind of a small error, but this error message is a little daunting, so Help 50 can help out with that. Again, it kind of just parses through that error message, and it reminds me, did I try and compile a file that doesn't contain a main function? Yes, I did. It looks like the file that contains the main function is sort, so I'm gonna try and compile that instead. And then I'm gonna run it. Let's say 8 numbers again. And it's going to sort it for me. Alrighty. Now, just to recap, what Help 50 does is it breaks down complicated error messages, puts it into more bite-sized pieces for teachers and students to understand. It reduces that intimidation factor that can often come with learning computer science, and it also frees up a lot of teacher time. As a teacher, you probably run into a lot of repeated errors, and so this kind of takes care of that so you can focus more on conceptual errors that other students may be having. A last note, like I mentioned earlier, Help 50 is open source, and actually, we take a lot of contributions from anyone in the community. It doesn't support all errors at this moment, but it's constantly growing. So if you're in a classroom and you realize that some of the errors that you're dealing with aren't being supported, you can go ahead, go to this link, and it has instructions on how to contribute that to Help 50 to help support this tool and make it more useful for everyone in the community.